Vanity Fair, a novel without a hero, by William Makepeace Thackeray, read by Robert Hardy. While the present century was in its teens, and on one sunshiny morning in June, I drove up to the great iron gate of Miss Pinkerton's Academy for Young Ladies on Chiswick Mall. A large family coach, with two fat horses in blazing harness, driven by a fat coachman in a three-cornered hat and wig at the rate of 4 miles an hour. As it arrived, at least a score of young heads were seen peering out of the narrow windows of the stately old brick house. "It is Mrs. Sedley's coach, sister," said Miss Jemima Pinkerton. "Have you completed all the necessary preparations incident to Miss Sedley's departure, Miss Jemima?" asked Miss Pinkerton herself, that majestic lady. "The girls were up at 4 this morning packing her trunks, sister," replied Miss Jemima. "And I trust, Miss Jemima, you have made a copy of Miss Sedley's account. This is it, is it? Very good. £93.04. Be kind enough to address it to John Sedley, Esquire, and to seal this billet which I have written to his lady." In the present instance, Miss Pinkerton's billet was to the following effect: "The Mall, Chiswick, June 15, 1800, and so and so. Madam, after her 6 years' residence at the Mall, I have the honour and happiness of presenting Miss Amelia Sedley to her parents as a young lady not unworthy to occupy a fitting position in their polished and refined circle. Those virtues which characterise the young English gentlewoman, those accomplishments which become her birth and station, will not be found wanting in the amiable Miss Sedley, whose industry and obedience have been..."